Witam from BA. This is a Rorschach Poland update from the 5th of June 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Poland. Let's kick off with internal affairs. On Sunday the 1st, the presidential runoff took place and Karol Nawrocki, the conservative candidate from the Law and Justice Party, won with 50.9% of the vote, beating Rafał Trzaskowski, Warsaw's mayor and candidate from Civic Platform, who got just a bit over 49%. Voter turnout was pretty high, over 71%. Nawrocki is all about traditional values and is skeptical of the EU, while Trzaskowski, part of the current pro-EU government, wants to strengthen ties with Europe and push for democratic reforms. Nawrocki mainly got support from rural, conservative voters. Trzaskowski, on the other hand, was favored by city dwellers, liberals, and voters with higher education who backed closer EU ties. A lot of young people who supported Trzaskowski felt frustrated about the results and some even considered leaving the country. The day after his political ally Trzaskowski lost the presidential race, PM Donald Tusk announced a vote of confidence in his government on the 11th of June. He acknowledged that things have changed politically but made it clear that his government is ready to do its duties and continue governing. He called the vote a fresh start and a way to check how the government and its ministries are doing after a year and a half in charge, saying that a vote of confidence allows lawmakers to express whether they still support the government. Tusk's pro-EU plans are on the line since the president can veto laws. Nawrocki will officially take over on the 6th of August, replacing the outgoing president Andrzej Duda. Switching gears to new policies, on Sunday the 1st, Poland introduced stricter rules for foreigners seeking to work, study or get Polish visas. Students now need to prove they are proficient in the language of their studies, Polish or English, and universities should verify their qualifications and report if they don't show up to classes. Poland also limited foreign students to no more than 50% of a university's total enrollment and gave local offices more control over which jobs foreigners can get. Moreover, companies caught hiring illegally will face higher fines. PM Tusk said these changes aim to stop illegal migration and avoid the potential misuse of the system. In more new policies, on Tuesday the 3rd, Radosław Sikorski, the foreign minister, announced a new support plan for Poles living or traveling abroad. From now on, if a Polish citizen loses their passport or needs help in a country without a Polish consulate, they can turn to any EU embassy for assistance. The embassy will give them emergency travel documents so they can get back home or keep traveling. Before this, getting help in places without a Polish office was much harder, and people often had to turn to Polish embassies in neighboring countries. Since we mentioned Sikorski, on Wednesday the 4th, he met with his German counterpart Johann Wadephul in Berlin. Poland and Germany agreed they share the duty to support Ukraine and protect NATO's eastern flank. Sikorski urged Europe to do more for its own security as US aid may slow and called for more weapons to Ukraine. They discussed Germany's border checks to fight illegal migration, with Sikorski asking for smooth procedures and inviting German officials to visit Poland's Belarus border. Speaking about World War II, Sikorski repeated Poland's demand for Nazi crime compensation, and Wadephul said Germany won't forget the victims and backed a Berlin memorial. After their meeting, the two ministers brought back the Polish-German Forum, which had been on pause since 2018 because of political disagreements between the two countries, such as fights over World War II reparations. Meanwhile, on Monday, the 2nd, leaders from NATO's eastern allies, the Bucharest Nine, plus the Baltic and Nordic countries, got together in Vilnius, Lithuania, to get ready for the big NATO summit in June. President Duda pushed for raising NATO's defense spending from 2 to 3% of the country's GDP to better stand up to Russia and make sure that the US isn't carrying most of the cost of defending NATO countries alone. They talked about strengthening NATO's eastern border, speeding up the sending of weapons to Ukraine, and funding defense industries. Everyone agreed Ukraine should join NATO and called for exerting more pressure on Russia, such as imposing new sanctions. Soon after, Duda met with Lithuanian leaders, visited the local Polish community, and paid respects at important historic spots connected to Poland and World War II. In news about fossil fuel-induced weather events, on Monday the 2nd, intense thunderstorms and heavy rain hit southern Poland and caused flash floods and a lot of emergency calls. The city of Raciborsk was one of the worst hit spots, where streets quickly turned into rushing water and traffic came to a standstill for a while. Firefighters dealt with almost 400 storm-related calls, mostly in Silesia, Krakow, and Podkarpacie. According to weather experts, the storms moved from the west toward the northeast, bringing gusts of wind and rainfall of around 20 millimeters. On an unrelated note, on Monday the 2nd, the Foreign Ministry announced that Michał Balcerzak, a Polish professor at the Nicolaus Copernicus University in Toruń, northern Poland, got re-elected as the chairperson to the UN Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, or CERD, for the 2026-2030 term. CERD is a UN group made up of 18 independent experts who keep an eye on UN countries' adherence to international human rights rules. Balcerzak was voted in during a UN meeting in New York. Having him on the committee again is a big plus for Poland's role in fighting racism and protecting human rights worldwide. The country has been pushing forward in space. On Wednesday the 4th, the Polish Development and Technology Ministry said that Polish companies and research institutes have taken part in nearly 700 space projects worth over $320 million since Poland joined the European Space Agency in 2012, highlighting the country's increased investment and growing role in space exploration. One big deal coming up is a $65 million mission launching on the 10th of June to the International Space Station with Polish astronaut Sławoj Uszczoński. It'll test Polish-made gear and run fun experiments for schools. Other projects include $85 million for the Kamila satellite group and money for tech upgrades and trainee programs. Poland's bigger budget now puts it on the same level as countries like Belgium and Spain in the European Space Agency. In cultural updates, on Tuesday the 3rd, during the Content Warsaw Conference, Monty Sarhan, the CEO of Sky Showtime, a European subscription-based streaming service, along with editor Pytlewska Mele, who is in charge of local productions, announced a documentary about Grzegorz Krychowiak, one of Poland's most recognized footballers. Krychowiak played 100 games for the national team and helped Poland reach the Euro 2016 quarterfinals. The film, titled Krychowiak One Step from the Top, will also show his personal side, including his life with his wife, as well as his passion for fashion and travel. It's the first original documentary from Sky Showtime in Poland, promising to blend sports, lifestyle, and entertainment. Let's wrap up this episode with more entertainment news, as on Tuesday the 3rd, Billie Eilish, the American pop singer, surprised fans in Krakow in southern Poland by lending her voice to public transport announcements ahead of her two sold-out concerts at Krakow's Tauron Arena. The idea was to promote her new album and encourage her fans to use public transport to help the environment. People using the trams loved hearing her voice and shared their excitement all over social media. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Want to pass along an episode? Just head to www.rorschach.com/Poland to download any of them as MP3 files. The link's in the show notes. Do zobaczenia! We'll be right back.